Resource and capability analysis. A resource and capability analysis identifies all of an organization's resources and capabilities and then determines if they offer sustainable competitive advantage. Identifying resources. A resource is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as anything that adds value to a good or service in its creation, production, or delivery. A company's resources include tangible and intangible assets. Tangible assets tend to be physical and can be quantified. For example, the piece of equipment used to maintain a constant temperature in a fabrication process is a tangible asset. The abilities to create and use that equipment are intangible assets. They are more difficult to see and value. Exhibit 1-24 lists major categories of tangible and intangible resources. These categories are helpful in making sure that all resources have been identified. Identifying capabilities. Capabilities use resources to create value. Some capabilities are tangible, for example, cryogenic machining that can cut materials at extremely low temperatures, computer systems and personnel capable of data mining, analyzing large amounts of data to extract useful information. Other capabilities are intangible, for example, developing and launching a new product, creating functional but innovative designs, or creating an efficient distribution network. Capabilities can be more difficult to identify than resources, but they represent important assets that can be used to create strategic advantage. VRIN test. The next step in analyzing resources and capabilities is to submit them to a VRIN test for sustainable competitive advantage. The acronym VRIN stands for valuable, rare, inimitable, and non-substitutable. A valuable resource or capability is directly related to the strategy being considered. It is relevant. It will help create advantage over competitors. An organization looking to expand globally can consider its experience in entering other markets as a valuable resource. An organization that has established good working relationships with regulatory authorities may not have a valuable resource when political shifts change agency decision makers. A rare resource or capability is something an organization possesses but competitors lack. Design skills are not rare in the automotive industry. Patents and organizational learning related to designing electric cars may be distinctive. An inimitable resource or capability is difficult for a competitor to copy. This provides an organization with a period of uncontested superiority. For example, consider a market characterized by direct-to-consumer distribution. A manufacturer wants to enter this market and can use its existing retail and online distribution network to reach consumers. It would take considerable time, expertise, and money for competitors to create their own rival networks. A non-substitutable resource or capability cannot be countered by entirely different types of resources and capabilities. An organization is proud of its highly trained and experienced workers. However, the advantage these workers provide may be vulnerable to substitution if a competitor can use robotic systems with proven efficiency, reliability, and quality. Crafting and executing strategy notes that although many organizations pride themselves on their distinctive resources and capabilities, few can boast that all of their resources and capabilities have passed each of the VRIN tests. This is a point when leadership is helpful to point out realities that may conflict with visions. It is also important for leaders to realize the dynamic nature of resources and capabilities. Facilities deteriorate, equipment becomes obsolete, and talent leaves the organization. In addition, competitors' own resources and capabilities are constantly changing. So it is important to keep this analysis current. Resource and capability analysis for services. This example of a resource and capability analysis for services makes use of the Hotel Group case study. The hotel group, which owns several hotel chains, has been through a relatively rapid period of growth. This is reflected in the fact that a large percentage of employees have been with the organization for less than 5 years. It seems prudent then for the hotel group to begin its new strategic planning period by defining where it stands right now in terms of resources and capabilities that can be leveraged to support strategic actions. A task force is assembled. They gather data on resources from regional and divisional vice presidents. They hold focus groups with key managers from each division to identify intangible assets and capabilities. Here are the highlights from the summary they submitted to the strategy planning group. Resources, Key tangible resources include number of rooms presented as rooms per brand and rooms in key markets, defined as markets with increasing revenue. Number of restaurants presented by dining type and rating by standard rating services. Meeting space area divided by brand and market. Number of hotels with spas. Reservation and website system. Cash on hand. Credit line and credit rating. Intangible resources include strong brands. Growing guest loyalty program. Hotel design templates. Co-marketing relationships with high prestige brands of products offered in rooms and hotel areas. Effective management measured by audits showing compliance with standards, labor relationships, guest surveys. Well-communicated culture of guest service in all brands. Reputation for sustainable hotel practices, from materials and waste handling to labor and community relations to energy use. Capabilities. Key capabilities include marketing abilities, ability to reach different audiences in different channels to mount effective flash promotions, and to promote guest loyalty in each brand. Full meeting services with technology and amenities appropriate for each brand. Acquisition teams skilled in transforming purchased properties to brand images in industry record time. Food and beverage management. Effective menu design and rotation. Industry standard food and beverage margins. Interior design. Facilities maintenance including security. VRIN analysis. The task force has assessed the hotel group's resources and capabilities in the following manner. Valuable, high, by industry standards and by trends in internal performance, the hotel group's properties are viewed as superior in their markets. Rare, high, few competitors have the market reach and prestige that the hotel group possesses. Inimitable, moderate, it is difficult to maintain advantages in this industry. Accomplishments are rapidly imitated. The hotel group has focused on some features that require higher investment or more expertise, and this has given them some advantage. Non-substitutable. Uneven. While the hotel group has fairly minor competition for its prestige travel services, for example, luxury accommodations, fine dining, large meeting services, it is beginning to see competition from peer-to-peer online networks.